Safety Net Studio presents.
He's sitting in the front
what
seat.
What is this, a story from the 90s?
I look over at the cat and I'm like, Malvavisco, you're in so much trouble. And I start driving away. For just a second, I forget that the passenger size window is open, and she jumped out.
Yo no pude suponer ver lo que sucedió. Fue un jueguito entre tú y yo. De inocentes amiguitos jugando al amor, entre sus redes nos atrapó.
And welcome to another episode. Apologies for last week. I'll take the fall on that one. That's actually the second time this week that I've had to take the fall for a mishap on either show. But regardless, here we are.
So you had a big, busy week, and we are all...
What happened? What's the second mishap?
There was some dark humor that you really would have appreciated that was not very well vetted, and because my name's on the moniker of the radio morning show, there was, of course, a little bit of social media backlash. And okay. So after meeting about it, I said, I'll take that one on the shoulders and we'll just move on.
Move on.
Can we talk about what that was?
No.
Or are we not? Are we just moving on?
We're just going to move right on.
Okay,
we're moving on, because you'll tell an inappropriate joke in a few minutes and we'll just move on to that one.
Right.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. People want to complain.
I'll outdo whatever it is you did. Trust me.
If people want to complain about that show, if you're really looking for something to complain about, come to this show.
Yeah, right?
This is the one.
Get mad at us for what we do here. That's fine.
Yeah, because none of us have social media, so we don't give a shit.
My name is Dave Wheeler. That's my wife, Candace Ray, and the Sad Jaguar. And guess what? For the foreseeable future, coming up next episode, we're all going to be in the same studio together.
Holy shit.
For a while. For almost a month.
I've been thinking about that. It's going to be chaos. We haven't been in the same room doing a show. It's been like different variations of the same room, but never the three of us in the same room.
Yeah.
It'll be June 23rd for me, so mid-June.
June 23rd?
Mm-hmm. June 23rd was what last time that I was.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
June 23rd of 2021.
How about that?
Oh, man.
How about
that? But I'm looking forward to it. I think we should start the show with a classic Mexican drink, and that is tequila.
Or how about a classic Wheeler After Dark toast? Loads, everybody.
Oh, shit. Loads.
Wow, it's been,
Oh, there we go.
Jags, how was your week?
Good. Busy.
So are you...
Obviously, I'm getting ready to go on a trip.
I mean, what I'm wondering. Did you have to put like a lot of parameters in place to go on this trip?
Not a ton, but like just being ready to be away. And so I'm still going to work while I'm there. Like, I'm still going to be sitting on my laptop and whatever. My phone's going to be on the whole time. But, yeah, just setting it up.
So what people won't know is that when you're on a conference call that you're going to be wearing short shorts.
Oh, no, they'll know, because I'll be in the background. I'm not going to do one of those fake backgrounds with the video calls. I'm going to have a real one that looks like it's fake. Are you at a pool drinking beer right now? Yes. It's 9 a.m. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Where's your fucking beer, asshole? Like,
that's a great background. I don't have that one on Zoom. Where did you get that one?
Can you send me that background? I can. It's $5,000 and you can fly here to see it.
By the way, I know you said you're going to keep your cell phone on, and obviously your company takes care of that, you know, the bills and whatnot. But I think on average, it's about $16 a day to keep your Canadian cell phone on in Mexico.
Yeah. I figured for my trip, it's about $350.
What if you...
Extra.
But why don't you just turn it off? But you, like, what I do is I have it on Wi-Fi. So people can still message you if they're on...
What's up?
I guess or work. It's a bit
I'm just going to leave it on.
You're just going to leave it on. Okay.
I'm just going to leave
it
on.
Well, we warned you. So, you know,
It's going to be $350 for the trip. I don't care. Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's not going to cost you any money to stay with the Wheelers.
Well,
it will.
It's gonna.
It's gonna
like spiritual dollars.
Yeah. There'll be no shows at all for the month of March or April.
It's only gonna cost me my relationship with everybody in that house. But other than that, like, it's small price to pay, you know?
I would say about 85%. And Tommy, I don't know if it's like this back in your hood, but, you know, in Canada, like, if you're driving by a business, like, here's our phone number. Right? And it's just, that's the number you call, or here's our website. I would say 85 to 90% of the businesses down here, if they have a phone number to advertise, whether it be on a billboard, whether it be, you know, a real estate, whatever it be, it's contact us on WhatsApp.
Everything.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's been 5 years since I've been back, but I've never seen that.
Well, I think the reason why is because, I mean, the cell phone plans down here are cheap. Just to give you an indication, we have a roam everywhere. I mean, we can take the Mexican cell phone that we decided to get just so when we're out. We call it the red phone because it has a red case. Feels very Batman. But it like for instance, I told you like it takes about $15, $16 for you to take your Canadian phone down here and use the towers. If you were to take a Mexican cell phone into the United States or into Canada, it's the same price. They're just going to hack into their towers.
Really?
Yeah.
That's same with Slovakia. Like, it's dirt cheap out there. I think for my parents, it costs like €13 a month.
Okay. So
and they have like unlimited internet and phone calls and everything, and they can call me no problem at the same price.
What's that, like $25?
Yeah.
Yeah. So bucks. Here it's the equivalent of about $35 per month. After you buy the
cell phone racket in Canada is exactly that.
It's insane.
Yep.
It's a fucking racket. It's crazy.
And it's not from, I wouldn't say it's from lack of competition, because it's not. I mean, we have a good number of cellular carriers. It's just that they're all in cahoots together going, we're not going to undercut each other. This is just going to be the price.
Let's just rape the Canadian people. Mm-hmm. Not like physically.
And not only that.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
But if I was to get better coverage, I might be okay with it, but I will still get shit coverage depending on where I am in the province.
Yeah.
With the company that we were not going to name here, I'm still with them, but...
Who, Rogers?
If it starts with an R and ends with a fuck, but turn it off.
I'm literally within city limits and in my area because there's tons of electrical lines here. Mm. Like... It's shit connection.
You'd think that really? Would help.
Whether it's phone call.
You get shit signal right? here?
Yeah.
Oh, I got shit. Yeah, it's shit.
Yeah, it's awful I'm
with,
here.
I'm with those guys.
What?
Yeah, it's...
You guys, you gotta get off of that. That company screwed us over.
Yeah, well,
I love them.
They screwed us, not them.
Yeah, well, if you're screwing us, you're screwing them.
Well, fuck you guys. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, right? Well, listen, I mean, in the grand scheme of things...
No, but I pay $75 a month for my phone. And then now I'm going to pay an extra $350 to use it in Mexico.
It's crazy.
Like, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, and you know what I like love about where airwaves. We are? We have, there's like, you know, you have hotspots in Winnipeg, but they have like all their main squares, all their malls, everything. It's free Wi-Fi. They want you to have like anywhere there's any major tourist spot, it's all free Wi-Fi. And I love that.
Well,
I love that.
It should be that way.
It should be that
Elon
way.
Elon Musk wants to do that. He wants to give internet to the entire world.
Yep. Well, he basically unlocked Starlink over Ukraine during all of this.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like over, like in a matter of days.
Yeah.
He was like, no, fuck it, here,
internet. I still don't understand why he's getting painted as such a bad guy. It's because he bought Twitter. I mean, the things that he has done for humanity. And I mean, sure, you can go back like, oh, his father was an autocrat and, you know, he's all part of the elite. He's like, actually, he's the one calling out the big bullshit elite. In my mind, from what I'm seeing, he's the one going, no, let's give more power to the people.
Also, he's a multi billionaire. Shut the fuck up. Like, the only people who should be able to criticize him are other multi billionaires.
Yeah, he's got FU money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's got all kinds of fucking.
That's the kind of money when you walk in and you can buy Twitter and bring it in the kitchen sink. Like, and you're just
That was so
this
funny.
Sink in.
Yeah. Like, to me, that's hilarious. And then to sit when he dethroned Jeff Bezos and sent him a statue with a two, like, at least you're funny
that's
about
funny.
It.
Yeah.
Like, that's funny.
That's quality.
And he's got like this dry, he's got a very like dry British style sense of humor.
That's South African.
He was good
that's the South African in him.
Saturday Night Live.
What about it?
When he was the host.
Yeah, yeah.
He was good.
He's hilarious.
I've mentioned this before. It was when he got up on stage and he brought his mom out and then they were both talking South African. But he said, I actually just found out that I am the first person with autism, high-functioning Asperger's, to host Saturday Night Live. And it was weird. And I've mentioned this before, but I was like, huh, I've never heard him say that out loud. But in the back of my mind, it's like, you always knew that. Because there's no way anyone ever gets that smart without having Asperger's or without having some form of autism.
There's got to be something firing differently to be that smart. Like, there just has to be.
I've said it before. Any parent that has a child with any form of autism, your kid has a superpower.
So what do you think my superpower is with the way that I
you
pronounce
words? You don't have
autism. Like, do you think, because like I've come up with words, do you think I have a superpower and some sort of like, you
yes.
know,
ooh.
You know,
linguistics. Maybe Candace is ahead of the curve on linguistics.
Right? Maybe I'm really just helping out and I got like a little, you know, everybody's buttons are a little different in their head.
Yeah. You know,
also you got 48 hours to develop a drinking superpower because if you don't, it's going to be a problem.
Oh my gosh. I've been trying. I don't even
know. Well, try harder. I know you've been trying and I don't actually know how much, but like try harder.
We went to a place called Bonitas, which is really just literally like 2 minutes from our house. And it's, they got a live band.
La Bonita.
And when you walk in, La Bonita. When you walk
2 minutes, do they serve booze?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You walk in, they give you a shot. Like yeah. you get a shot of mezcal as part of their welcome.
And it's 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It's 2 minutes.
Across the street.
And then they also give you salsa this dip, is a problem. Which is pretty common here. And they always got a live band. And when we went there the other night, because I have my sister, my cousin, my cousin's husband, everybody's visiting. So we just walked across the street, 2 minutes across the street.
You're just having a time.
They see us and they just bring out like 5 beers, like pop it down and shots of.
And the band welcomes you and they're like, hey, bienvenidos.
They're just so excited to see you.
What do you guys want to hear? Where are you from?
And then I said, I'll pick up the bill. And it was 162 pesos. Now, keep in mind, we had 2 appetizers.
It's like $15.
Yeah. $15.
Not even.
A case of beer, or like, sorry, 5 beers, appetizers, and we had a round of tequila.
So it's 2 minutes to get there and 10 minutes back.
Yeah.
I never.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not coming home.
I know. Like, there's no way. I'm not.
Well,
you know, like,
this is crazy.
I'll be honest with you, the guests that we've had here, Candace's family, they're already trying to figure out, like, they've been online trying to figure out, like, how can I work remotely? How can I get down here? My best buddy from college who was here, he's like, you know what? I figured out that if my real estate career in Canada doesn't work, I know I can do it down here. We'll just deal with expats all the way through. Like, it really is. I mean, even when we first got down here, we're like, hey, we're just going to be down here for a little while, and now
you go back and forth.
I go back and forth, but at the same time, now we're trying to figure out how do we stay more permanently.
Right. I'm not going back. I threw away my luggage.
Yeah. There's no way you're coming back ever.
I don't think so either. I mean, well, I will for the summer. I have to. I'm coming for sure for the summer. We got some friends who have birthday parties. My dear friend Anne's birthday party, and then a wedding for dear friends.
Yep.
I'm going to do my best.
Yeah.
To get
by the way, Jaguar, she'll come back for theirs.
Yeah. Right.
I'm not coming back for his wedding. I'm coming back for Anne's birthday.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's the wedding is the
really?
Bonus.
That's.
Yeah. Well, they invited me.
It's fine. We can. Well, no. Fuck you.
Actually, Jaguar. Okay. So, just to give you an indication, the city that you're coming to is. It blows me away.
We've talked about the city on the show before.
As far as the similarities between here and Winnipeg?
Yeah, we can go ahead and do
it. It's very similar. Yeah, we talked about it like on the old show, like season 3 or whatever that was.
So basically, you're going to feel like you're right in home. Like it's almost geographically identical in the city to where you live now.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's actually insane.
You literally are coming to North Kildonan. Yeah, you're basically. North, South. I don't know what Kildonan you live in, but whatever those Kildonan.
North Kildonan.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you want people to know where you live.
Oh, I don't give a shit. I love North Kildonan.
Oh, he lives really where close my people to the park. Are.
Here come the protesters.
There's a hamster running around that park, too.
Also.
Oh, fuck. I forgot I told that story on the show.
Do you remember how angry...
We had an angry... Hey, you know, you're allowed to be angry. People, you could... It's we invoke emotion with people.
Yeah.
I want people to be angry with me. Fuck you. I murdered a hamster voluntarily.
Whoa,
eat shit.
You allowed the hamster to make its own life decisions.
You know, to be fair, I released it out of captivity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So whoever thinks that sucks can go fuck themselves.
I got to tell you a funny story. So
it just happened to be minus 30 when I did it. But I mean, fuck you. You got fur all over your body.
Right. And I'm sure it survived. I'm sure it burrowed a hole.
Are you going to tell the
and then it survived in a whole bunch of leaves, and now it's living out its teddy life because they're usually little teddy bears.
You're going to tell everyone your ups and downs with the Malvavisco?
Malvavisco. Malvavisco is our cat Marshmallow. She's a big, white, fluffy cat.
Malvavisco is Spanish for marshmallow.
Oh, okay. That's
and
a good name.
Malvavisco is a very lovely cat, and our neighbors know her because she pops in and out of there, and we found out a few weeks ago. I was looking for her a few weeks ago, and I was out on the front of the house. I'm like, Malvavisco, and my neighbor comes out. He's what? 25.
Daniel's in his mid-20s. He's originally from Germany. He's staying in a condo building around the corner from here, and he's He's all tatted up. Really good dude.
Yeah, he's got, like, again, it's so hot, right? No shirt on, just boxer, or like, what are those called?
Like cargo shirts.
Cargo shirts comes around. He's like, ah, Malvavisco.
Ew, cargo shirts.
He goes, I haven't seen Malvavisco in a few days. And I was like, oh, you know the cat? And he's like, yeah, yeah, she comes and sees me between 5 and 7 every single day and watches TV with me.
Oh, yeah, that's cats. Okay. That's what they do. Uh-huh. Cats don't give a fuck about anybody.
And I thought, okay, well, you like her. That's fine. That was kind of funny. And he's like, okay, well, I can't find her. I can't find her. And I said, well, if you see her, you know, let me know. So she came back that day. Well, this past week, I can't find her again. She goes out, and she usually comes home in the morning. And so I'm standing on the yard going Malvavisco. And he's like, oh, Candace, she's on Facebook. And I was like, what?
I was like, wow, that is a smart fucking cat.
Wow.
She's on Facebook. Wow. I saw a picture of her. Somebody in the neighborhood found her. I feel like that's his accent. No?
Whatever.
Yeah.
There's no way it is.
Tell you what, you did an accent.
I don't want it to get in the way of the story. Yeah, I don't want it to get in the way of the story.
So he sends me the picture, and I contact the person, and I'm like, hey, I think you have my cat. And she's like, oh, yes. I was at the church down the road, and I was walking home from church at lunch break, and the cat followed me home. Now, the church is about 2.5 blocks away from our house. So my cat is sitting out in front of the church following
So your cat's going to church.
My cat is, you know, probably confessing our sins for us. Ooh,
I don't think there's enough time for that, but.
So she is an architect. She takes it to their firm. She takes it and she posts up the picture, but it's about 6:30. She's closing up. So she takes the cat to her house, and she lives on the south side of the city. So again, picture Winnipeg. I'm at the north, at the south.
That's a long haul.
Keep in mind, we're in North Kildonan and she's in West Portage.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Why is she going to church all the way in North Kildonan?
No. Works in the area her architectural
too. So she
firm.
She goes to church.
Oh, okay. I thought this was a church thing.
Lunch. So I was like, oh. So they asked me all these questions. Is it your cat?
She went to church at lunch.
She went to church at lunch.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, there's church every day. 3 services a day. The bell goes off every hour from 6 a.m.
You guys go to church.
What do you think you're going to be doing at 10 with me?
Drinking at church.
In the church, they got great wine. So. So I messaged the lady and I'm like, hey, you know, cat. And she's like, yeah, I took the cat home, but I had to get my mom to pick me up to take it home. I don't drive. Can I bring the cat back to you in 2 days? And I'm like, no, that's my cat. I want it now. So she asked me all these questions and I was getting upset. I was like, why is she asking me all these questions about my cat? I find out later she's had over 50 people say that that's their cat. And so I'm sending her picture. So finally she agrees to say, yes, you can come here, get your cat. And I said, well, is there any way I can get my cat right now? Like, I will take you. I will drive you. No problem, she says. So I go and pick her up. She doesn't speak a lick of English. So she brings her friend who works with her, Fernando.
A guy who works in the architectural firm, luckily, is very fluent in English.
Yeah, he's from El Salvador. Mm-hmm. And he...
I love El Salvadorian people.
They're so nice. He sat in the front seat.
They are. They're lovely.
And
I went to grade school with a handful of them. You're absolutely right. The fucking good
they
people.
They are great people. Yeah.
He's so nice. Think about it. This guy doesn't know me. He sits in the front. She sits in the back. I'm driving a van right now. And
for you, Jack.
Yeah, I picked that, it up for you, and I might keep it after because it's fun. Anyway, so he drives me half an hour. He guides me all the way through, making small talk. Super nice guy. Of course, by the end of it, he's like, "If you and your family ever want to go to El Salvador," and I'm just like, "Gosh, you're so nice." I pick up Marshy, stick her in the car, go home, and I'm thinking, "There's an hour and a half of my life I'm not getting back, but I got my cat back. Okay, that feels good. You know, that feels good."
Why wouldn't you just wait the two days?
Because I wanted my cat back, because that's Odin's cat.
Well, why?
That's Odin's
cat.
Yeah,
it's 2 days. You know it's safe. It's fine.
I just wanted her back. She's like, I love her. Or I did.
I'm terrified about my dog and your cats.
I am terrified, too.
How are we all feeling about that?
I'm not. But I'm more concerned.
Well, I know you're not. And I'm just going to lean into... I want to actually get into a conversation about this. And I think this is podcast... fine to talk about.
I think so too. But
I mean, I've talked about fucking homeless people or whatever it is. So I think we can talk about it.
I'm concerned about Chubbs. What are you doing with Chubbs while you're gone?
We have a house sitter.
Okay, good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And just
our neighbor across the street. We have amazing neighbors, by the way. We had some hiccups with one of them, but aside from that, we have amazing neighbors. Our neighbor across the street, their son just turned 18. And I was like, holy shit, let's ask Wade, because fucking Wade is 18 and can do this, and like, who living with their parents at 18 wouldn't want to like have a bit of a break, even if it's across the street? Like, you got a place to yourself, you can do your own thing, you can fuck all over my house, I don't give a shit.
Can you throw a party in your house?
We told him, you're welcome to have friends over, we don't care.
Oh, that's nice.
And so we said, just I all I said was like, don't break anything, don't go in my daughter's room, and don't touch my wife's altar. And other than that, man, the house is yours. Do whatever the hell you want.
Altar means now, the panties, thing is, right?
No. Also, he's gay, so like I don't think he'd really want perfect. Them. Like he might put them on and dance around or whatever, but like that's fine.
Yeah, that's actually no really different good. Than that's me. Nice of you guys, and then you obviously know you could trust him, but that's actually that's a great system because it's like independent.
Well, and then Chubbs isn't lonely.
Yeah, Chubbs.
Like Chubbs isn't lonely. She has company.
No.
Sorry?
I want Chubbs.
No.
Chubbs can run around with Marshall. They can go to no. church together.
That's one of those because Chubbs is Chubbs is also an outdoor cat, indoor outdoor cat, and a short period of time like that, you'd be hard pressed to get that. You'd be hard pressed to get Chubbs back.
Yeah.
Well, and also like we have a flight, we got to leave for the airport at noon, but Chubbs has been gone for 36 right. hours. Exactly. Like, oh fuck! All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
We'll
tell you what. Let's Jaguar. I can tell you're itching because you're starting to move your feet around like a nicotine addict. So let's go for a smoke break and we'll come back and we'll talk.
Oh,
about
I'm
the
actually pooch. I'm actually pretty good, but sure.
All right.
Yeah. No, I'm good. Okay. I'm good to keep going. Yeah.
To finish up about Malvavisco, so that happened at the beginning of the week. And later in the week, she didn't come home again. And I thought, oh, no. Oh, my gosh. She went back. Like, this is a pattern she's going to be going through. So our car was parked on the street. And I was going to back it into the driveway. And so I thought, oh, I'll just take a hot lap around the neighborhood and see if I can see her. So I drive around the neighborhood and I can't find her. I'm out there for 5 minutes. I come down the street. Well, she's sitting in the middle of the road, staring at the car, me coming down. So I start slowly getting up to her. And she doesn't move. Doesn't move at all. And I think,
and honestly, in a classic Mexican film, the music started.
No, it was more like, oh, it's about to be like na 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 na, because I get out of the car.
It's about to be a Quentin Tarantino movie, right?
You can turn this into one. I'm like, Marshall, Malvavisco, get in the thing. She darts away from me, and there's my neighbor sitting on her front stoop talking on the phone, and she goes, oh, Blanco kitty, oh, Blanco. And I'm like, oh, you know my cat. The cat runs into her house, and she's like, oh no, she can't come into the house. And so now she's like, come. Now I'm literally running around my neighbor's house yelling, Malvavisco, Malvavisco. And we've got her cornered. And she's got a generous size home. We're trying to corner this cat in the house. Finally, I get her. I grab her by the scruff. And I take her and I chuck her into my car. And I'm like, oh, put on. I chuck her in my car. And I roll up my window. And I rolled it up like an old school roll up. And then the cat is sitting in the front
what
seat.
What is this, a story from the 90s?
I look over at the cat and I'm like, Malvavisco, you're in so much trouble. And I start driving away. For just a second, I forget that the passenger size window is open, and she jumped out. I just parked in the car. I'm like, that bitch is done. I'm done with that bitch.
Yeah. Fuck you, I'm in trouble.
It's like a bad episode of Cops when they let the culprit out. He's running away with handcuffs behind him.
Leave the door open.
I said, I'm done. I said to everyone, I'm like, I love that cat. She's got our WhatsApp number on it. She can go to church. She can go to the south side of the city. I'm done.
Cats just live their own lives. We've talked about this. Yeah. Like, if you choose to have an outdoor cat, you accept mm-hmm. that cat will live its own life.
Yep.
Like, that's just how they work.
They'll come back for cuddles. They'll come back for some grub the odd time, but...
But just let them do their thing.
Exactly.
So now getting into this, my dog, because he lives with a cat that is unbelievably patient and...
Bigger than him, too.
Timid and way bigger, probably weighs 3 times what he weighs. How the fuck is that going to work? Are we going to have vet bills?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so
I'm expecting one.
We have Malvavisco, Marshmallow. We have Alma, which is the cat that I rescued here in Mexico, who's a Siamese full grown now. Mm. And then we have Darth. Now, Darth hates everybody in the house except
Darth, I'm not worried about.
Darth will just run away and hide and just hiss.
Yeah. That's fine.
I think it's Alma.
I'm terrified of Alma. Not me personally, but for my 6.6 pound dog.
Because she goes for Panda. She's okay. Not afraid of Panda. Because she was obviously cornered by dogs when she was little. She will get on higher ground and she'll just be like, wah, 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 wah.
Here's the good news. The majority of the dogs down here are all Loki size or a little bit bigger. Like, I'm talking like heavier, okay? So
yeah.
With the cats roaming around, they see a lot of these dogs on a regular basis. I always say when it comes to Panda, who's a 150-pound Landseer St. Bernard, it's when she chases the cats around the house, it's like watching a semi-truck chase a Porsche. Okay, so they...
That's a great analogy.
It's so true.
They know how to evade the big dog, and they know they're never really in trouble. And that's the way they play. When it comes to Loki, that one will be a little more interesting because... Loki will be able to follow them into some of these more intricate areas of the house where they would normally go hide from Panda.
He's pretty agile.
Right. So my plan is for the first little while, especially for maybe like the first day or two, I am going to actually I'm going to put a leash on Panda and connect it to Loki. So basically it's going to be like, hey, you're stuck with me and I'm going to show you kind of the ropes. And this is where the household is. And it's like, here's bedroom number one. Here's where I chase the cats to and they always evade me. And here's where I drink out of the toilet and just kind of give the, give the five and dime of the house.
That's good.
Okay. I will post that picture on social media for everybody that does happen to know that I'm on there. I will post the picture of Panda tethered to the 6-pound dog.
That's hilarious.
Because your
my dog weighs less than your dog's head.
Yeah.
Yeah, like your dog's poops are going to be so easy to clean up.
They're tiny. They're this big. They're just little tiny. Yeah, they're nothing. No, I think Rach and I have talked about it and I keep telling her, we just have to lean the fuck into whatever Dave says.
For everything?
Yeah, like, where's the line? You better put a line down before. We need a boundary.
How to handle the dog. But, like, we just got to lean into it. I was like, you know what? Dave's already been thinking about we were actually talking about it last night. And I'm like, Dave's already been thinking about this. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he has a plan already. He knows how to handle this. We do not. And so let's just relax a minute. I'm not pumping your tires here. I'm just trying to make my dog not dead. And she's like, I know, but we're going to be like on a flight and he's going to be sad and it's this new thing. I'm like, I don't care. The second we get picked up, we follow whatever Dave says about the dog whenever Dave says it.
Aww. Mm-hmm.
Like that's how we've kind of, and I just said like we just have, if we want this to work, that is how we have to do it.
Well, here's the beauty part is the fact that I know you mentioned this a couple episodes ago, but because it's so cold out, Loki just refuses to go outside. And I totally get that for a dog that size. I get it. Early morning or late night walks here after the sun, before the sun comes up or after the sun goes down, that's the time we're going to get the dog on a leash, run the energy out, and then we're going to work on...
Yeah, night times are great for a walk, honestly.
Yeah, and he'll be so excited to be able to go for walks and just be outside. Mm-hmm. Like, he's going to be so pumped to be outside.
I've worked with a couple of expats down here, one that had a Rottweiler and then did great work with them.
Doberman Pinscher, too.
I keep looking forward to the moment where Loki, like, we land, it's warm and he's like starting to feel different. He's like, oh, this is okay. And then he sees you and he's just like, fuck.
I'm looking forward to
I remember
your dog.
That asshole
because he's gonna be so bummed out when he sees you.
He's gonna be like a little, you know, like a little like a electric shot because his hair is gonna be like the humidity is gonna be like, boom.
Oh yeah, he's gonna be,
he's gonna be so well received here because people love other people's pets. Like we take Panda anywhere, and people just love it. And your dog's good. People are gonna be like, oh my god,
yeah.
I mean, he's cute as shit.
He's so cute,
adorable.
And you can walk the dogs in the malls around here because it's air conditioned.
Yeah, you have
perfect.
To.
Perfect. Yeah, I love it.
Mm-hmm. You really have to.
What was I gonna say? I don't know. Smoke break. Let's take a smoke break.
Okay.
You played that music in the middle of the night.
It's music news you can use.
For February 6th, 2023. After a 2-week hiatus, Saturday Night Live will return later this month with musical guest Jack White. White will perform on Saturday Night Live on February 25th, while Woody Harrelson will provide hosting duties. This will be Jack White's 5th appearance on Saturday Night Live. He appeared as part of the White Stripes in 2002, performing Dead Leaves on the Dirty Ground and We're Going to Be Friends. He's also taken to the stage 3 times as a solo artist, performing Love Interruption and 16 Saltines in 2012, before returning in 2018 to play Over and Over and Over alongside Connected by Love. In 2020, White stepped in last minute to play Lazzarato alongside the White Stripes' Ball and Biscuit and Beyoncé's Don't Hurt Yourself. So far this year, Saturday Night Live has featured performances from Coldplay, Sam Smith, and Lil Baby. Speaking of live performances, Fall Out Boy performed at the 2023 NHL All-Star Game Saturday night backed by an orchestra. Here's how that sounded.
Don't feel bad. Every lover's got a little dagger in the hand.
Pete Wentz, Patrick Stump, and Andy Hurley were backed by an orchestra for the entire performance, though guitarist Joe Troman missed the show after stepping away from the band earlier this year to focus on his mental health. Finally, Nirvana have picked up a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Special Merit Awards ahead of the main Grammy Awards. The award was picked up by surviving members Dave Grohl and Chris Novoselic. Novoselic spoke at the awards and said he still reads fan mail from around the world, sensing that a new generation of fans are still discovering Nirvana's music. Elsewhere, other awards went to artists and industry professionals, including Heart, The Supremes, Jim Stewart, Slick Rick, Nile Rodgers, Bobby McFerrin, Ma Rainey, and Henry Diltz. The 65th Grammy Awards was held at the Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles last night, with comedian Trevor Noah on hosting duties for the third year in a row. That's music news you can use for February 6th, 2023. I'm Dave Wheeler.
Anoche, anoche soñé contigo. Soñé cosa muy bonita.
Had a funny conversation about your stripper roommate.
There's the bonus content.
Yeah, no kidding. My cousin, who, if you've listened to this podcast for a while, she is from Regina, and she was the one that Jaguar said she had a stripper mobile. Luna Rose.
And she still does.
She still does. Yeah. She just said she just upgraded it.
Yeah, if you own a Jeep, yes, but like not a Jeep Cherokee. It has to be like a Jeep Jeep.
Hers is a Jeep.
No,
Jeep.
A Jeep. It has to be like a classic, like a Jeep. Like a Jeep FJ Jeep. Or YJ or whatever yeah, yeah. they are.
She was telling yeah. Jags that she's even got like rolling mountains on the side of it.
Yeah, well. Oh. Our van luckily has like a chick painted with big tits shooting the fucking moon with a laser.
Wait till I pick you up, Jags.
You know, it was funny. So
that would be fucking awesome.
We get this van and the van is full. Like so we've got the two chairs in the front, the two captain seats in the back, and then a bench in the back. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Van is full. Candace is driving. I've got my homie from college in, and we're not driving. And at one point, Candace asks a question, and everyone kind of ignores her, and then she turns around and she goes, "Hey, I'm asking a question." I went, wow, she went into soccer mom real fucking quick when she got that van.
Full Karen real quick.
So fast. I was real proud of myself because I'm not usually that kind of person, but the van took over.
Well, that's what it does. Mm. It's like when you buy a Jeep, you become a stripper.
Right. It just, you
like
just
your vehicle is a very much identifiable thing with your personality. It changes.
Well, when I picked it up, I was with, it was, we picked it up like 9 o'clock in the morning. And so me and my homie from college, we went and grabbed it and traded in the Mitsubishi that we had. And we get in, roll down the windows, put our arms out. We're driving along. We got the music going. And I just looked over and I said, it's impossible to feel cool in a van.
Yeah, you can't. No, there's no
way.
But
I'm efficient and we got lots of things in the back and we can carry tons of stuff.
See, it's function.
Yeah.
Function.
It's all about function.
Yeah. What is it? Function over fashion, Candace?
Yeah.
In Mexico, it's function over fashion.
Yeah.
As much as I love fashion, okay. It's not you can't think like that. It's so hot that you're just like, how little clothes can I get away with? That's true. That sounds,
why am I coming now?
All the negative.
I love clothes.
I know. Like,
I'm like, okay, sand, clothes.
Okay, I'll,
lack
I'll,
of clothes. Like, I don't. This sounds like an awful trip for me already. I haven't even left.
You're gonna look
I'll
like
bring
Reno
it back
911.
When I tell you that cigarettes are like $4 a pack and booze is
right.
super cheap.
Right. So that's my saving grace.
And actually,
really.
And actually, cheaper to eat out on a regular basis than it is to cook at home.
Oh man.
Okay.
So how close is there like stuff to where you guys are staying, like, or where we're all going to be staying? Like, is there stuff that's close?
Okay.
Yeah,
so
one of the best taco joints in the world is 2 minutes over. And then one of the nicest restaurants in the city is about 4 minutes from our house.
If you were to walk to the end of your street, you'd be on Henderson, right? And then you've got a series of strip malls on the other side of Henderson.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's great. We really utilize that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What is happening with the balloon in China? Can somebody
Oh, really? Are we going to get into this?
Yeah,
oh,
I just want to know.
Yeah,
like,
why not?
You know what? You're like George Carlin. You're not really into the transitions, are you?
No, I don't do radio. I'm practicing to not be on your
Okay.
Show.
All right. So for the, let me add some context here. So the United States of America.
Well, how would you have transitioned that?
Not like that.
Fair enough.
Let me put it into some context here. So there was a balloon, no different than like a weather balloon, that was spotted down the East Coast around the Carolinas of the United States, and everyone went, "That's a Chinese spy balloon! It's a Chinese spy balloon!" And everyone went, "We're gonna shoot it down!"
It's a balloon in the sky. Like, is it like a hot air balloon size?
About that, yeah. But it's,
well,
but
how
it,
do you
but
know it's, that it's a Chinese spy balloon?
Okay, getting to that. So the United States of America, like, got the Chinese spy balloon. We're gonna go shoot it down. And so they set out some F-18s, fucking shot it down. And they're like, "Ah, that's a win. That's a win. Congratulations to our Air Force. And we shot it down. We shot it down over top of the ocean. And we're going to go recover the parts of it. And we didn't shoot it down over land, so it didn't kill anybody. And hey, 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 USA number one." And I kind of thought to myself, they have TikTok. You know that, right? Like, they run TikTok. And, you know, that's really, are we in a day and age where we're flying balloons over top of each other? They were flying balloons to get overhead shots of our military. With I'm like, really? The Chinese, you know how technologically advanced the Chinese are? They're gonna fucking,
yeah, why would you need a balloon?
They're gonna send a fucking balloon over? I mean, using logic on this one, I honestly think it's a false flag operation where they go, "They're spying on us and we shot it down and now we're gonna go get those motherfuckers."
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Right.
It seems ridiculous. And didn't the balloon actually make its way across the entire continental United States?
Yeah.
No, that's
like one end to the other.
Pretty close.
And they didn't do anything about it?
Yeah. Like, "There's a balloon. We think it's Chinese, but we're not sure yet."
Now, it was flying, what, twice the height of what airplanes fly at?
It was pretty high up there. Yeah, but it was visible. Like, I mean, if you were to look up at it in the middle of the day, you're like, "Why is the moon out? Oh, fuck, it's a balloon. What's a balloon? Must be a weather balloon. Nope, Chinese fucking spy balloon."
How do they know it's Chinese? Did they put is there a flag on it?
No, no. Okay, could you imagine? Chinese spy balloon.
I meant like when you said they shot it down and picked up all the pieces.
It's
maybe
red with a gold.
Please ignore. This is not spy balloon.
I love it.
Like, why are we still using balloons? For what?
Right.
What do we need balloons for?
That's the irony.
Have we not moved out of the balloon era of...
Yeah. Aren't drones more efficient?
Right. Drones and accurate.
There's 6 billion ways to do that way better.
We have
way more intelligent.
We have stealth planes.
You have mosquitoes
that are unmanned.
Mosquitoes, you know, that
balloons.
Like, people like have mosquitoes. They'll
never see it coming.
I don't understand it. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, I agree with you. I think it's a false flag operation.
Yeah.
Fucking balloons.
Like, yeah.
Give me a break.
I mean, if you use a little logic on this one, after all, I mean, maybe back in like the early era of James Bond, back in the late 60s, sure, you'd be like, "Let's send a balloon and take pictures of their military." But I mean, it's 2023, for fuck's sakes.
I know. Well, and I watched that Richard Branson documentary, and he like flew across the Atlantic or whatever in a balloon.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's with the balloon thing?
Well,
what is the balloon thing? What is this, the 1800s?
Yeah, like, isn't that a thing?
What are we doing with the balloons?
Well, there was a show that we watched called Fringe, which was a really good show. And they started getting into a season where they dealt with like another dimension where it was parallel to ours. But in the alternate dimension, they were still using Zeppelins. And they were using Zeppelins very effectively for transportation. And outside of that one massive disaster that happened, they're like, "Oh, whatever. We're not using Zeppelins anymore, everybody. That was a big explosion." Because I mean,
worked pretty good.
It worked great.
Aside from that one thing.
I mean, how many plane crashes have we had? But we continued to use that as a form of massive transportation. Like, why wouldn't we?
I think about Zeppelins when I think about Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not the band Led Zeppelin, because I fucking hate that band. But
easy,
like,
no.
What?
Okay, moving on.
No?
Are you?
No, no. We're digging in now.
Well, the idea...
They stole all their songs. So there's that.
From who? Greta Van Fleet?
They went back in time. It's a whole Marty McFly situation.
They used the Zeppelin to get there, too.
But the idea of a Zeppelin, I mean, outside of like the really toxic gas that they used and it happened to light on fire and blew up and killed a bunch of people, yeah, I get it. That was really shitty. But we don't shut down planes every time there's a plane crash.
No.
We just kind of...
Everybody keeps going. And they had that plane... Which was that? Was it the Philippines where they had that plane that just disappeared and they never found it?
And nobody
How
really
the fuck does that happen?
Mm-hmm. The one brilliant one about the Zeppelin that in the show we were watching is that it didn't have to land. It would actually dock with like high-rise sky buildings and people would just get off on the high-rise. Kind of like similar to a helicopter would land. It would just dock in anywhere it wanted. It didn't need a landing pad. It didn't need an area. It could literally dock in the middle of the city.
Like airports and things like that.
Yeah.
I'll dock anywhere I want. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Soft docking? You can't see this, but...
You can picture it. It's actually happening. They're touching the screen.
You should get it. 2 more days, buddy. 48 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, are we getting wasted day one?
Well, you land on a Tuesday. I'm not off work until Friday. So I'll have a...
That's not what I asked.
I'll have some cervezas.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'll drink with you, but I'm not
gonna... Yeah, I need a bit of a lay of the land of like how this is going to work. Because like I lived with you guys before.
Yeah.
And at the time, you weren't working the same way.
Right.
Completely. So like, I don't...
Completely really different lifestyle.
I don't know what to do with this.
I don't know.
I'm going to default back to where we were.
We'll figure it out.
I'll see you floating in the back of the pool, and then we have a popsicle floaty.
Yep.
Sweet.
And you could just be floating back and forth on it.
We actually got you a dick floaty.
Yes.
To hard floating dick on one. A big and dick. Then,
yeah, well, I hope so.
Yeah.
It's uncircumcised, so you can place your drink right at the tip. Yeah. A little hole there. That
Thank
you
God it's not one of those gross ones.
Yeah. Well, just...
I'm...
Wait, are
Candace,
you being
I
served
tell
breakfast?
You.
What the fuck is going on over there?
There's food. I don't know what's happening here. We're just getting... I get the royal treatment over here.
What do you
it's
got?
Crazy.
What do you got? What are you eating?
Keto chicken fingers and keto coleslaw.
Wow, super media. Is what the way hell ahead is?
Wait, wait, wait,
studio.
What's keto right? coleslaw? What is that? Was it just lettuce?
Like, cabbage with some kind of vinaigrette, just no sugar.
It smells. Oh, there we go. Over. Yeah. Oh, that looks delicious. What are the? What is it?
Right.
Coleslaw and just amazing. Like a sauce. Oil.
I don't know. My wife picked it up. Onions and cabbage.
Oh, she's so good.
Oh, that sounds gassy.
Yeah, right.
Right. I got to go get my hair done after this. Fucking poor Sape.
Listen.
Don't eat anything gassy before I get on the flight. Oh.
The sooner we shut down this show, the sooner you get here, my friend. And I am so much looking forward to it. I really, really am.
Me too. I've seen you a bunch, but like I haven't seen Candace or the boys in so fucking long.
Almost 2 years. Yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
It's been like 2 years, right?
Yeah, it's almost been 2 years.
Yeah, it'll be coming up in June. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Ridiculous.
And that's I look darker? Like my color of my skin? Like, could you tell I tan?
Or yeah, you still don't look like you have a soul, no. But you're like, yes, your skin is now masking itself.
Always sometimes like the Mayans, because I work with, I've worked with shamans and things like that. The Mayans always ask me, is your hair real? And I was like, yeah. It's always the second question. So you're a real redhead? Yeah.
Yeah.
And the third thing is get the fuck out of my
Yeah, well, true story. Traditional Mayans used to be fucking, they feared redheads. Mm-hmm. Feared them.
Yeah, me too. Nothing has changed. And I'm not even Mayan.
Because on like what a lot of people may or may not know, you may or may not know, but when you go to a ruin, especially a Mayan ruin, a lot of them, when you get educated on it, there is a cenote there. And a lot of times, especially like in Chichen Itza,
cenote is basically where the ground is opened up into a natural water source.
They would do sacrifices. That's where the sacrifices were happening. And so the belief was that people who have red hair, because they didn't have a soul, you couldn't be sacrificed.
Win.
You were spared.
Yeah.
I was spared.
That's a win.
They
would have killed me and Dave, and then it would just be the Candace show. Mm-hmm.
Okay, everybody, again, apologize for last week, but we are back, and again, for the foreseeable future, we will all
might
be in the same
studio. Might
even
have bonus shows. We might just get just decide to just turn it on.
Well, oh, man.
Well, truth be told.
What are you going to do without Tommy, though? Tommy, you sure you're not going to come?
Fuck Tommy. I don't give a shit.
I will miss you guys. I will miss you guys for the next 3 weeks.
Maybe
for sure.
We should just pipe him in so he can press buttons.
Yeah, that do nothing.
Yeah. I'm just going to talk with my mouth full on the show, you know.
Okay, we're out, everybody. Peace.
Okay,
have fun, guys.
Thanks. kidding. Can you hear her?
If he knows who Tommy Mac is, I will.
Do you know who Tommy Mac is?
No.
Oh, she said she'd wet her pants if you knew who Tommy Mac was.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
He does know who Tommy Mac is, actually. Yes, he totally does.
Yes, I want to know who it is.
It's Tommy Mac.
It's Tommy Mac.
From?
Maybe it's me.
It's him. How much tequila did you have when we were gone? Like, we've been gone for 45 minutes.
Like a shot and a half since you guys have been gone.
Two shots of tequila and a beer. Well, you're also sitting in this blazing sun right now.
Oh, that sounds so good.
No, I'm not. There's no judgment. I'm just proud of you because you're leaving on Tuesday and you should be afternoon drunk. Right, Tommy?
100%. She should be way more drunk. She shouldn't be able to speak right now.
My Tommy says that because you're leaving, you really actually should be drunker than you are because this is your last day.
No. I'm portraying that I'm not that drunk.
She's portraying she's not that drunk.
Okay. That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. Lives in denial.
Yeah,
that's
denial good. Drunk. But if you're going to be floating on
I'm not drunk.
I'm not drunk.
Yeah, that's what I said two summers ago, and then I woke up on the patio with my shirt off.